When a person is exposed to explicit sexual images, those images will remain with them in their mind's eye until properly dealt with. And by this we mean a professional or trained counselor will know which steps to take in healing the mind of that disturbing image. On today's Family Matters, we'll give guidance to a teen who admits he's been unwittingly exposed to pornography while visiting his dad for the weekend. You're sure to gain great insight from this program, so do stay tuned. Hi, I'm Graham Schnell for Family Matters, where we offer practical advice from Focus on the Family. We recently heard from a teen who is bewildered after viewing pornography at his dad's house. He asks, "Should I go back to my dad's house after seeing some pictures of naked women in dirty magazines that he left lying around the living room? This experience was very upsetting to me. My parents are divorced, but I have a close relationship with my father and spend every other weekend at his house. After seeing what I saw, I don't think I want to go back there anymore. How should I handle this?" We're so sorry that you were exposed to pornography in your own dad's home, a place where you should be able to feel secure and protected. It sounds like you're disappointed and confused right now, and you may have questions about your relationship with your dad. Your connection with him is important, and so we encourage you to put off any final decisions about spending time at his house until you've had a chance to think, pray, and talk things over with your mother. It's not surprising that this incident upset you. You obviously care about decency and mental purity, and these values will serve you well in the future if you allow them to guide your choices and actions. In the meantime, we assure you that your reaction is not unusual. Research indicates that 23% of young people who accidentally stumbled onto pornography were very upset by the exposure. If you haven't already done so, let your mother know what you saw. Though it may be difficult, it's important to tell her or some other trusted adult how you're feeling about this traumatic experience. Visual images like the ones you've seen have a way of getting stuck in the mind, and you won't be able to erase them effectively without assistance. Another area of concern is the apparent suddenness with which the pornographic material appeared in your dad's home and his reasons for leaving it out where you were likely to see it. A professional Christian counselor can provide insights on these and other issues. With this in mind, we encourage you or your mom to contact Focus on the Family's counseling department. One of our licensed Christian counselors would be more than willing to talk and pray with you, as well as provide referrals to qualified therapists in your area. Call 031-716-3300 or log on to safamily.co.za and click on the counseling link. Meanwhile, you shouldn't be expected to spend weekends with your dad until this problem has been addressed. Your mother needs to confront him about the incident and gain his assurance that it won't happen again. If he's unwilling to make such a commitment, your mom may want to seek reliable legal advice. Though it will probably be uncomfortable for you to be caught in the middle, it's necessary to confront the situation so that it doesn't continue. In closing, our prayer is that the Lord provide healing grace as He frees your heart and mind from memories of the disturbing pictures you saw. You are His precious child, and He loves you with a love so deep, so real, and so powerful that it is beyond human understanding. No matter what happens, He has promised never to leave you or forsake you, and you can read that for yourself in Hebrews 13 verse 5. This program was produced by Focus on the Family. I'm Graham Schnell, inviting you to join us again for the next edition of Family Matters.